If you have any place to start at all during the time of daily worship and daily in God's presence, even when it comes to the Word of God, it is all centered around the person, Jesus Christ, Yesu Christu. And even in the Hebrew, Yahweh Adonai. Listen, going all the way back to Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah the prophet gets this vision of Almighty God. This is Yahweh Adonai, and he sees him high and lifted up, and he is undone. He sees the Creator, but redemptive acts occur. He's cleansed. He is engaged. Who did he see? We go to the New Testament, and we find out the Scripture says that Isaiah saw Jesus. Here is the eternal God the Son. Here is the pre-incarnate Christ 700 years before he came here. And Isaiah is in awe. Isaiah is in worship. Worship surrounds. There is the centrality. There is the singularity of spirituality, of being in the presence of God, of knowing God, of who God is. Now, 700 years later, the Spirit of God moves just as prophesied on the Virgin Mary. And the conception, God in human flesh, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, Everlasting God. Listen, this is the wonderful Counselor. And then the birth and the wise men, they come, they bow down, they give gifts. The angels, they sing. Everything surrounds the birth of Emmanuel. This is amazing. This is incredible. This is God in human flesh. This is Yesu Christu. This is Jesus Christ. Now we have God in human flesh. And listen, my friends, never forget, because I know God is God, King, Almighty, Savior, Lord, Redeemer, Sovereign. But He's also our friend. As I read in John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Now, when you read that, the Greek says pros. The Logos was pros with God. The Logos was God. What does that tell us? Well, let me just say quickly, in the Greek, it's an imperfect in the Greek, meaning that He was, is, always has been. There was never a beginning point, never an ending point. There was no starting point here. Jesus Christ, in the beginning, called the Word. Read Revelation 19. He's called the Word. He's the Word of God. He's the Logos of God. He is God. With God, pros, face to face, in eternal, inseparable fellowship. Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, the high order of Trinity, God with God, you read about it all in this chapter. You could read about it in the first chapter of Hebrews. When God addresses the Son of God as God. Here we have, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word, Christ, has always, is, will always be God. Now it's very clear, verse 14. The Word became flesh. The Word, God, became flesh. That's why the prophet called Him Emmanuel. That's why Thomas later on knelt down and said, "My Lord and my God." That's why the demons tremble, because the Infinite One now is in human flesh. All the authority of Yahweh Adonai, of God Almighty, in human flesh. The birth, the life, the miracles, the forgiveness of sins. Dear sweet believer in Christ today, Christ in you, God in you. It is through Jesus Christ that we come to salvation. I am the way. Listen, I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Listen, all comes through Jesus. Jesus reveals God. Jesus is God. Jesus is Savior. Jesus sheds His blood. Jesus dies for us. Jesus is buried for us. Jesus rises from the dead for us. Jesus ascends back into the heavens for us. Jesus at the right hand of majesty for us. Jesus said, I go away and prepare a place. Why? So that I might come again and get you and bring you to where I am. It's all about God wanting us. It's all about Christ. In Colossians, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Listen, in a day when the New Agers and the ufologists and the cults and the occult and the psychics and everybody else plays the game of ripping the deity away from Christ and making a fake Jesus, just like the Word of God foretold, many would come in His name. 1 John chapter 2, many antichrists before the Antichrist, the instead of Christ's. They can't do what He did. They can't do what He does. Because they're not Him. Christ alone, from Him emanates the infinite God. He is the visible of the invisible. Now, it is true that Satan blinds the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ, who is the icon, the image, the exact print of God. What we have here, my friends, is God in human flesh. What you have in your life right now is Savior, Lord, Redeemer, Friend, and God. He is called God our Savior in Timothy. We can read about Him in the book of Hebrews, where in the Psalms, quoting out of the Psalms, we are told in verse 6, and again, when God brings His firstborn into the world, He says, let all God's angels worship Him. All the angels, all the elect angels of God, worship Christ. Verse 8, Hebrews 1. But about the Son, about Christ, He says, your throne, O God, capital G, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be your scepter, the scepter of your kingdom. Verse 9, for, listen, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, capital G, your God, capital G, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. I mean, you can read it here in Hebrews chapter 1, in the very beginning. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. That's Christ, sustaining all things by His powerful word. Christ, 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 the angels of God worship. The demons of hell fear and tremble. To see Jesus Christ is to see without one iota of attribute missing, without one missing piece of anything. God. In the book of Hebrews, when we are depressed and when we are down and when we are fighting, it tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of your faith. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus said in the Great Commission to go out and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. and teaching them everything whatsoever I've taught you. And then Jesus says, and behold, or lo, and I will be with you always. Over 35 years, Christ, Jesus Christ, not only came into my life, is in me, upon me, he is with me. As Paul says, the Lord stood by my side. And he is beyond me. He is there at the throne. My dear sweet Christian, the source of life, the source of strength, the author and perfecter of your faith, the inspiration of your life, the King of heaven, Christ. Is there any hesitation to take up the cross and follow him? To deny self and follow Christ? Is there any hesitation to do all for Christ? Is there any hesitation to worship him, to pray in his name, to win a soul to Christ, to do it all for him? To do it all for him. There'll be a day in which God wipes away all the tears, a day in which we see Christ, our Savior, our God, face to face. He's coming again. Then it'll be a day when we, or a time, or, well, eternity. In indestructible immortality. You read about it in Philippians chapter 3. That when Christ appears, that's the return, our lowly bodies, frail, finite, mortal bodies will be, the Greek word metamorphosis. There'll be a transformation instantaneously, like unto his glorious body. From beginning to end, it's Christ. He sustains, by his word, the universe, creation. You're talking about the infinite God. You're talking about the one born of a virgin in fulfillment of prophecy. As you read the word of God, it's the Spirit of Christ guiding and opening your eyes. As you worship, Spirit of Christ, as you embrace, oh, my dear sweet Christian, 31 days ablaze. If you can't get ablaze in the sight of Jesus, you'll never get ablaze with the Spirit of God and the fire that is behind the passion of this mission. Jesus is the head. Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 15, without me, you can do nothing. Paul says later in the book of Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ. Patrick's prayer was, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ above me, Christ behind me, Christ below me. Jesus Christ, your Savior, your Lord, and soon coming, King. Now's the time to take up the cross. Now's the time to say, all for him. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.